So hello, this is Daisy from Gebhardt Daily, and I'm speaking to Utah native this morning, Kyle Hess. You're the associate company manager for the national tour of Hairspray.
That's correct.
Super exciting. And you guys are coming to the Eccles Theatre here in downtown Salt Lake City, April 11th to 16th. And I was just asking you, the tour stop currently is Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
Nice.
Portland this weekend, Seattle next week. Then we're in Great Salt Lake.
Yay. So I understand, Kyle, that you were raised in Roy.
I was, yeah.
And I wondered, what was your path to getting into theater?
Yeah, so growing up in Weber County, we spent a lot of our summers. The Weber State used to have an amphitheater behind the old Browning Center, and they used to do Shakespeare in the park, and they used to do a lot of music concerts and that kind of thing. So my folks would take us up to Weber State, and we would watch the theater with the community up there and that old amphitheater behind the theater.
Mm-hmm. And did you get the bug at that point? I mean, were you like, I love this?
Well, I would say I grew up as a choir nerd. So there's a wonderful program in Weber County called Kids Are Music. Mm-hmm. And it's ran by Mark and Jeanette Bischoff. And I started doing that in fourth grade. And I did that all the way through my senior year of high school. So I did it for 8 years. And
wow.
So I would say I was more of a performer, but didn't really catch the theater bug until my freshman year of college. I went to Weber State my freshman year of college and worked with Jim Christian and Tracy Callahan and Catherine Zublin and John Bazell, and just fell in love with theater that year, and then have never left it since.
Yeah, and that's a great program at Weber State. I'm familiar with all those people, and a lot of theater kids come out of there, I know.
Yeah.
And then I understand before you joined the Hairspray Tour, I was seeing that you've worked all sorts of places, summer theater at Sundance, Hale Oram, Utah Opera. What was that period of time like? It sounds busy.
Yeah, so I did my first 2 years at Weber State, and then I finished my degree at Utah Valley University. And UV was a very small program when I was there. They were definitely growing. They were trying to essentially get as many opportunities as possible. And my mentor's name was Lisa Elzey, and she taught at UVU and she taught at BYU. And she just really encouraged me to get as many experiences as possible. So one year I was trying to find additional opportunities, and I just Googled theater internships paid.
Uh-huh.
I applied to Disney World, Cirque du Soleil, Utah Shakespeare, and Oregon Shakespeare, and ended up between my junior and senior year of college going down and working for Disney World as a theater technician. And so it really, there's a ton of opportunities in Utah. You just have to reach out to these theaters and find out when their either casting phases are or when they're hiring processes, and they're always looking for good help. So.
And that took you more to the technical side of theater at that point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never been much of an actor. So I definitely stayed more on the backstage. So I did a lot of tech work and stage management. And then obviously now as an associate company manager for this show. So
yeah. And what was that path to joining a national tour, I wondered?
Yeah. So a buddy of mine from college, his name was Derek Peed, and he had done 3 or 4 tours with our company, which is called Networks. And so I had always known about Networks. And then during the pandemic, when everything shut down, I had heard that Networks was restarting touring. So I had applied for a position and didn't hear anything. And then through some turnover, I ended up getting a call, and they hired me pretty quick. I would say with less than a week's notice, I was in St. Louis on the national tour of Hairspray.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
It's, I would say the joke is remember when you're in high school and you had those like theater dreams that you had to go on stage or you had to like run a track that you'd never been rehearsed and you don't know what you're doing. The shocking thing is that's actually how it works, that theater is incredibly fast. It is incredibly detailed. So I had a week of training with my boss at the time, his name is Jack Stevens, and he was with me for the week in St. Louis. And then he basically like tapped me on the shoulders and said, "You got this, kid." And I was doing the job with minimal support from across the country. It's pretty wild, but it's pretty fun.
So what does an associate company manager do? What are you responsible for?
Yeah, so the company management department is essentially the logistics of the tour. So we cover payroll, human resources, housing, travel. We try to facilitate to make sure that all the other departments can operate to their best. So we're basically a giant support role. So we take care of the operational side, whereas a stage manager would take care of like the stage responsibilities. Company management takes care of almost everything else.
But you're touring with them. You're on the road.
Absolutely.
With
yeah.
this task.
So we are part of the road tour.
And it's really funny because I was looking at the website and I looked at the company page and I kept scrolling down and I was like, this is a big cast. Like you,
yeah.
you have a lot of actors on tour with you.
We're a big company. So we travel with 63, which is a very large company, especially when you think of terms of we have to book 63 flights and we have to get 63 people into hotel rooms and make sure that 63 people are paid every week and that they have, you know, all the proper information of what life on the tour is like. But it's not overwhelming. It's a lot of fun.
And for those that haven't seen Hairspray as a show or a movie, it's such a fun show.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. We have one of the funner shows. It's very rewarding that at the end of every single show, the entire audience is dancing and singing along and just having a great time. Yeah, you Can't Stop the Beat truly is one of the best finales in all of musical theater. It's really, really fun.
Oh, amazing. And so as a Utah gentleman, do you have yeah. a lot of friends and family coming to the show when you come here?
I do. I'm really lucky. So my whole family's coming to the show and a lot of my friends are coming to see the show. Brooklyn, who was Tracy in the national tour 10, 15 years ago, she also lives in Salt Lake City and, you know, still works at Desert Star and at the Hell Center Theater. And she's coming to see the show.
So I know her and love her. She's so great.
Who doesn't love Brooklyn? I yeah. absolutely love Brooklyn Kohler.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big party because the cast is very excited to come to perform in Salt Lake City. So I don't know if most people back home know this, but the Eccles is a famous venue and these productions fight to get into the Eccles. It's actually one of the better facilities across the country.
Really?
So the three loading docks is fantastic for the crew. The dressing rooms are bright and spacious and the audiences are so warm and so fantastic that the Salt Lake City is a hot spot on the national tour circuit. So I'm really excited to share it with everybody.
And people love their theater here. They really
it's
do.
True. I'm definitely feeling the love. It's going to be a great week in Salt Lake City.
And then what are you planning? I think I saw on your Facebook that you were maybe planning to show the cast and crew some Utah sights.
Yeah.
What have you got in mind?
So obviously, if the weather allows, I think the living room hike is going to be fantastic because you can go up there and see the entire valley. I think we're going to try to go to the Tabernacle Choir concert on Sunday morning. And then we talked about going up to Immigration Canyons to Ruth's. There's just a lot of things to do in Utah. I think a lot of them actually want to try to go skiing or sledding to take advantage of the late snow this year.
Uh-huh. And do you guys tend to do that in every city you go to? Do you go out and kind of hang out and do stuff?
Some of the cities, yes. Most of the cities, no. I think every once in a while, the rigors of tour add up to the company. And, you know, it takes a lot of rest to do what we do, 8 shows a week. But I think Salt Lake City is going to be the exception just because there's so much to do in Salt Lake City and so much to see.
Mm-hmm. And then Kyle, what's coming up? I mean, is this tour kind of indefinite at the moment for you, or do you have other plans after? Or
that's a great question. So we work in season contracts. So our show goes through June 25th. And then on the 26th, we'll all travel back home. Most of our cast are from New York City. So a lot of them will go to New York, start auditioning for other projects. As the touring world works, you know, everything that's going to go on the road next season is getting built and structured right now. So over the next month, I would say, I would expect a lot of us to get job offers to do another show next year, whether that's another season of Hairspray or a different show altogether. I would say a good amount of us will be working next season. We just work contract to contract.
Mm-hmm. And do you have an eye? I mean, would you like to stay with the Hairspray tour? Or do you have your eye on a show that you'd like to join? Or is that kind of confidential information?
I guess I would say this. I have loved working on Hairspray. I've been with Hairspray for a year. I would love to experience another show with a different group of people. That's the best part about touring, is everything is in segmented amounts. So we know we're in a city for a week. We know we're going to play this many shows that week. And then it's actually a rather quick lifestyle, because if you live your life in weekly chunks, you blink and a month has gone by.
Oh yeah.
So it's always, I would love to work on another show. I would love to work on another year of Hairspray, just depending on what came up. But if I had to choose, I think I would choose the next adventure after a year of being on the show.
And just finally, do you have a dream show that you would like to work on?
A dream show I would like to work on. That is really interesting. I don't know if you got to see the national tour or the production, Marianne Elliott's Company in New York.
No.
So that's going on tour next season. And that show is magical. I would love to work on that show. I'm really lucky that I've got a relationship with our company. It's called Networks. So they have some really fun ones. They have Funny Girl this year. They do Les Mis. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's in love with Les Mis. That was my first national tour at the old Capitol Theater.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
What a cool life.
It is. It's so much fun. It really is.
And for people that haven't got tickets yet, I think the best way to get tickets and more info is hairspraytour.com, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And then we have a link for obviously Salt Lake City, but any other city that's on the tour, you just click that link and find some tickets.
Amazing. I really appreciate your time, Kyle. It's really interesting to talk to you. And I was just going to double check as well. On the website, there's also photos and probably video, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I think if you follow Hairspray on Tour on Instagram, that's the best way to get a lot of the social media posts.
Okay.
We have a phenomenal marketing team, and they involve our company a lot. So we do Instagram takeovers and all kinds of fun things that you really can get a day in the life experience of being on the road.
Fantastic. And I'm in touch with Kathy, who set up the interview here. So as soon as we get this up, I'll send it to Kathy and get it shared with you as well.
Awesome.
And we look forward to seeing you in Salt Lake. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, we're going to have the best week.
Yay.
Also, if anybody ever has any suggestions of what the company should do, find us on social media and let us know.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.